Hey everyone, it's Barbara Teckel. How are you? We are in the second half of the year, 2019. I can hardly believe it. I used to record my weekly animal and oracle readings, and then I got away from it as I was in the middle of, finishing my latest memoir, which is now in the editor's hands. Yay! So I thought it would be so much fun to get back to recording them again, and hopefully I'll keep up on a more consistent pace with this. So anyways, I have this week's reading for you. If you hear a little pounding in the background, my contractor hubby is actually working next door at the neighbor's house in and installing windows. So if you hear a little hammer up against the house, that is my husband, but hopefully this will go okay. So this morning I really felt called to pull weekly cards from two different decks. I usually work with two decks quite often, which I also do in my readings when I work with clients, but today I thought, you know what, I want to use two completely different decks and see what the message is for us this week. And as I said, I'm back to recording some of the readings, and because I know some people would rather listen audio than read the message. So I thought I would do both. So today, for this week of July 8th, what is it we need to be aware of this week for our highest good? And the deck that I pulled a card from is the Mystical Shaman Oracle. And the card is the Witness. And right away, I feel called to share that one of the things that I learned that was key in Oracle School is being able to witness and observe my own patterns and behaviors. Now, I'll be honest, this isn't always an easy thing to do, because with this, what it can sometimes bring up in us is, pain, shame, fear, and guilt, or all of what I just said. So the Witness card asks us this week to pay attention to those moments and those difficult feelings that come up. And it's really important to remember, and something that I had to really put into practice, when I was going through a rough time last year, is to remember that we have to be gentle and compassionate with ourselves when we're going through something that is difficult. And within these moments that can feel painful and difficult, it really is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to get to the root cause of why you're feeling that way. And a lot of times when we can see what that root cause is, we can begin to make small, subtle shifts and changes to actually course correct, our lives and to feel better about ourselves. And as I looked at the image of the card, of the Witness card, to the right of the woman on the card, there's an eye and what appears to be a light that's shining from it. And I see this as symbolic to reminding us to take time in stillness, or, maybe that's just going for a walk out in the woods, or maybe it's meditation for you, or being by the water, whatever it is for you. But this eye that I see on the card is, when these uncomfortable feelings come up, it's asking us to tune in with our intuition. And I see the eye on the card as representative of the third eye chakra, which is all about intuition, imagination, our thoughts, and most importantly, I think, is self-awareness. Well, self-awareness along with intuition, both are very key, I feel. So additional insight from the guidebook that I thought is helpful to this reading is an invitation for us. And the invitation is from the Witness that has been by your side all along, which is now ready to become your ally. Think of your Witness as your ally. And the guidebook says, you thought you were the doer, but today you discover that things happen when you get out of your own way. Witness creation unfolding before you. Change reality by finding stillness and letting your true intent reveal itself. In all honesty, and every difficult thing that I've ever been through, I really come to see and understand more and more that all the answers are within us. They truly, truly are. And even when those answers are sometimes hard to acknowledge, but once we can become aware of them, we can then put into practice self-care for ourselves, and most importantly, forgiveness of ourselves, which then can help us to not only be more compassionate to ourselves, but to also be witness to others in a more gentle way, and to also extend that compassion that we've learned to give ourselves and extend that outward in the world. So what animal ally is guiding us as we learn to be witness to ourselves this week? And this card I pulled from the Messages from Your Spirit Animal Oracle Guides. Excuse me, I said that wrong. Messages from Your Spirit Animal Guides Oracle. And it's the mountain goat. So yes, you know, when I think about mountain goat, it can feel like an uphill and difficult climb when we witness and we're looking at challenging feelings that come up for us. But mountain goat reminds us that in order to restore balance to our whole being, and especially within ourselves, it's about being witness to the why of why we're having these feelings, and then becoming aware of them, and then working toward change, which will eventually lead us to feel, you know, more free and more fully alive, and to have more joy in our lives. And as I was looking at the mountain goat card, there's a line from a song called "The Lonely Goat Herd" by Richard Rodgers, and in The Sound of Music, I'm sure you're familiar with that. But there was a line that popped in my head from that song called "High on a Hill Was a Lonely Goat Herd," and I really see that song, that line, that song that popped in my head as a reminder of the importance. Just like the witness was showing us, the importance of being alone with ourselves. I know a lot of us are sometimes afraid to be alone with ourselves, you know, because we're afraid to look at those feelings that are difficult. But it really is, you know, Mountain Goat is reminding us how important it is to be alone with ourselves and practice stillness in order to find more balance in our everyday lives. And then again, turning to the guidebook for additional insight is this invitation. It's unrealistic to expect your life to stay completely in balance at all times. And it's continuous interplay between the various polarities. Even the seasonal adjustments of light and dark slowly and gradually shift in a ceaseless dance. You know, one of my teachers and my good friends has helped me to see that in a lot of different ways. It's like doing this dance. The first time I learned how to do this dance was actually with a snake. It was with a dead mama snake that I came across, and that I actually share that story in my upcoming memoir called "I'm Fine Just the Way That I Am." But that's the thing, you know, there's light and dark to life, and we have to learn how to just dance within both of them. And again, the guidebook says, notice how you feel when something is out of balance, and then take necessary steps to adjust in ways that provide greater equilibrium. Because the truth is, we can't have one without the other. We can't have light without dark. We learn something from both, and that is what keeps us in balance. So I'd like to add, finally, to this reading a quote that I learned from a very smart and wise lady called my mom. And she has said this to me often. And I remember at times when she, and still sometimes when she says this, and sometimes I'm like, I don't want to hear it, but it makes so much sense. And she says, "This too shall pass." Because when we are in a state of feeling dark, fearful, or feeling guilt, or feeling shame, it's really a signal. It's a signal to pause and just be with ourselves. And while we're being with ourselves, to trust that, as it always does, these feelings that we're having will eventually pass. And even when we may not have complete clarity of a challenging time we're going through in the moment, you know, clarity often does come when we trust that we will move through that time, and that insight will be revealed to guide and help us at some point. So staying in awareness is really our friend, along with mountain goat, to have beside us as we journey forward, not only this week, but really, you know, being witness in our lives is something that is a daily practice. We never are going to completely get it 100% right. We are all a work in progress, is something I say often. So that is the message this week for us. Again, the witness and mountain goat. So I hope you enjoyed that reading. If you are feeling stuck in some area of your life and you are needing a little support, that is why I am here. I love what I do. I love helping women to pause and to reflect and to tap into that why and become more aware of what it is that may be making you feel stuck, and then helping you to move forward. So if you find yourself in that place, please do reach out to me. I'd love to support you on your journey. And you can find out more about my readings on my website at barbaratuckle.com. Have a great week, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.